Thank you, Doris and KK for reading the scripture for us.
虽然受难日和复活节刚刚过去啊，但是耶稣基督的十字架的救赎值得我们每一次回来去思考。
Even though the Good Friday and Easter has just passed, but the resurrection and the death of Jesus is worth for us to meditate every time.
我们教会是去年五月一号恢复实体聚会的。
We resumed in-person meeting last May 1st.
再过两个星期我们就一周年了。
It will be an anniversary in 2 weeks.
神实在是恩待了我们的教会，在过去这三年一年当中哈，在疫情当中信实地带领了我们。
We thank God for His grace for faithfully leading us during the 3 years of pandemic and also the 1 year of in-person meeting.
那当我们感谢主进入新的一个时期的时候，疫情过后的这个时期的时候，我们不仅是啊，好像是恢复到疫情之前的那个样子，而是带着在疫情这三年当中丰盛的恩典走前面的道路。
As we enter this post-endemic era, we are not just like before, but we've actually entered into this period with the 3 years of grace that God has shown us.
今天我们会恢复午餐，我们有更多的时间在一起有聚会团契的时间。
Today we'll have lunch service and we have more time for fellowship.
求神来继续带领我们走前面的道路。
May God continue to lead us the path forward.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父，我们实在是要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
为过去这三年疫情当中，你在我们当中所行的新事、奇事、丰盛的恩典来献上感谢。
For the new things and the abundant grace that you have shown us in the last 3 years, we want to give thanks.
一批一批的人归向主耶稣基督。
Groups and groups of people have turned to you.
一个一个的受洗归入到耶稣基督的里面。
Individuals after individuals were baptized into your name.
虽然我们疫情当中身体被关起来，但是我们福音是没有被捆锁的。
Even though our persons are shut in, but yet the gospel cannot be hindered.
借着我们的服事和参与，能让这福音使更多的人能够听见，能够蒙恩得救，实在是感谢你。
And you use our service so that more people can hear about the gospel and come to you.
当我们预备前面的道路的时候，我们也知道你在带领着我们。
As we prepare for the future, we know that you are leading us.
当我们一步一步跟随你的带领往前走的时候，求你不断地彰显你的信实，彰显你自己的荣耀在我们的当中。
As we follow you faithfully step by step, may you show us your faithfully and how you lead us forward.
也求你赐给我们同心合意的心智，一起来兴旺福音。
Give us a united heart so that we can prosper under your name.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
过去这一年呢，我们都在讲马可福音。
We've been talking about the Gospel of Mark in the last month.
马可福音的第一篇信息是去年的5月1号，就是我们恢复实体聚会的那一天。
We started in May 1st, and the first in-person meeting.
那到今年的五月的第一个主日，我们刚刚好哈，把马可福音讲完。
And then we'll finish it on the May 1st of this year.
那整整一年的时间，我们从福音的起头一直看到福音的成就。
We've started to see the beginning of the gospel to the accomplishment of the gospel.
我们一直在跟随主的脚踪来看当初门徒是怎么跟随主的，哪些有成功，哪些失败的地方，我们在其中受提醒得学习。
And we've seen the examples of the disciples following Jesus and the successes and failures so that we can learn the lessons.
那还有两次啊，还有两次讲马可福音的时间哈，我们花一点时间呢，把马可福音的整体的信息做一个回顾和总结。
So we have 2 more weeks of looking at the Gospel of Mark, and we will take a look back.To have a summary of the entire gospel.
马可福音的第一大段，从一开始一直讲到8章30节，耶稣就做一件事情，向人显明他到底是谁。
In the first big section from chapter 1 to 8:30, it was talking about who Jesus is.
这一段时间，门徒需要做的是通过耶稣基督的所行、他的神迹、他的医治，以及他所听到的从主那里听到的信息，能够逐渐的认出耶稣。就是基督，就是神的儿子。
Through watching Jesus' teaching as well as the miracles and healing that he did, that the disciples gradually come to know that he is the Christ.
所以到这一段结尾的时候，彼得在十二个门徒当中站起来，代表大家做了一个回答，他的回答得了100分，他的答案非常的准确，他认出耶稣就是基督，就是神所应许预言的那位救主。
At the end of that section, Jesus stood up in representation of all the disciples, saying, declaring accurately, full marks, that he is the Christ.
然后耶稣就马上开始，一点的时间都没有浪费，马上就来启示这些门徒，耶稣作为基督到底是什么意思。
And then Jesus didn't waste any time and tried to explain to the disciples, what does it mean for him to be the Christ?
这个基督是要经过受苦，经过十字架，然后复活的基督。
This is a Christ that would go through suffering and then on the cross and then resurrection.
所以在带着门徒从加利利走向耶路撒冷的一路上，耶稣一次讲，两次讲，三次讲，反反复复的要告诉门徒，让他们明白这个基督不是他们原先想象的那个基督。
From the road from Galilee to Jerusalem, Jesus repeatedly told them, this is not the Christ that you think about. This is a Christ that will be going through suffering and death and resurrection.
耶稣作为基督，他是要经过苦难，经过受苦，这是神所拣选的受苦的仆人，要通过受苦受死才能进入荣耀的一条基督所走的道路。
This is a suffering servant that God has chosen, and only through that would he enter into glory.
那跟第一阶段相比，门徒这一阶段就做得很不好。
But yet, compared to the first section, the disciples didn't do very well in this one.
他们就一直就听不懂。
They just could not understand.
他们一直想的就是耶稣做基督就是要坐宝座了。
And they thought about the Christ is someone who is going to sit on the throne.
耶稣做基督要进耶路撒冷城就要做王了。
He is going to go to Jerusalem and become a king.
所以他们一直想的就是，他如果做王，我们坐在他左边呢，还是坐在他右边呢
？If he's going to be the king, am I going to sit on the left or on his right?
如果他是王了的话，我们谁比较大一点呢
？Who's going to be greater if he's the king?
带着这样的一种的差距，这样一种的冲突呢，进入到第三阶段，从第十一章第一节开始，马可福音就给我们记载最后一个星期。耶稣基督所做的事情。
And then with this discrepancy as the background, that's how the last section, starting with chapter 11, of the last days of Jesus' life on earth.
耶稣基督呼召门徒，让门徒去舍己背十字架。
Jesus called the disciples to deny themselves and take up the cross.
从第十一章第一节，耶稣就给他们 demonstrate, 就给他们演示显示什么叫舍己，什么叫背十字架，什么叫钉十字架。
And then starting in chapter 11, Jesus demonstrated to them how does it mean to deny themselves and take up the cross.
这一段时间，主对门徒的期待说：你们只要跟着我就好，你们只要向我忠心就好，你们只要信任我，照着我所呼召你们的去行，对我忠心就好。
And all the only expectation is that you just have to follow me, you just have to be faithful and listen to what I said.
但是很可惜，在第三段的时候，门徒就是一次一次的软弱跌倒。
But yeah, unfortunately, the disciples repeatedly failed.
在克西马尼园里的时候，他们都睡着了。
They all fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣真的走向十字架，要钉十字架的时候，他们都跑散了。
When Jesus was on the cross, they all fled.
然后到马可福音最后一段，我们上周已经讲过了，就是从头再来。
And then, but yet in the last section in Mark, it was talking about starting from the beginning.
第一段第一次的门徒跟随主走这一条十字架道路，走的不是太好啊，最后他们都失败了。
They didn't do very well in that first journey to the cross.
但那个不是故事的结局，故事的结局说我们可以有神的恩典，我们可以从头再来。
But yet that's not the ending of the story because with God's grace, we can start anew.
再回到你们当初的起点，回到加利利，在那里，耶稣在那里等待，有第二轮的跟随主的行程等待着他们。
Because they can return to Galilee, the starting point, and have that second journey all over again.
所以这样看下来，整个马可福音的最关键的一段的经文，就是在第八章耶稣对门徒的呼召。
So the key passage is really in Mark chapter 8.
很简洁的把整本这个马可福音。 要门徒所做的事情通过这一个呼召就讲出来了。
Very succinctly asking disciples to do what they need to do.
那这个呼召不光是给当初这一批门徒的呼召，也是给我们每一个相信跟随的人的呼召。
It's not just a calling for the disciples at the time, but also for every one of us.
我们也曾经像彼得，像这其他的门徒一样，也有跟随，也有失败的时候。
Because like Peter and the other disciples, we also have successes and failures.
但是我们可以不断地回到这位为我们钉十字架、从死里复活的救主的恩典当中，从头再来。
But we can always return to this beginning point.To draw on the grace of this God.
所以最后这马可福音这两篇信息，我们就是围绕着这两个主题，一个是舍己，一个是背十字架，我们来思考怎么来做门徒。
So in these last two sermons, we're going to focus on these two key concepts. Number one, deny ourselves, and second, take up the cross.
所以今天我们来看看耶稣是怎么舍己的。
So today we're going to look at how Jesus denied himself.
那我们再问我们自己，我们当如何去舍己呢？
And then we'll ask ourselves, how do we deny ourselves?
那耶稣讲到这个呼召之后，马上就给我们解释为什么我们要这样去做呢？因为这是唯一得生命的道路，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。人就是赚的全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Jesus immediately explained, this is the only way to win our lives. He said, for whoever wants to save the life will lose it. But whoever loses the life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, but yet forfeit their soul? And what can anyone give in exchange for the soul?
耶稣带我们走这条路呢，是舍才能得的这条路。
Jesus talked on a way that we have to give upAnd then we can gain.
是用耶稣基督的生命来替代我们那个天然的被罪所污染老我的那个生命的一个过程。
To use Jesus' life to replace our old lives.
如果这杯水，我们生命这杯水，如果先不倒出来的话，耶稣那个清洁的生命没有办法进来。
If that cup of water representing your life is not first poured out, then the clean life of Jesus cannot enter in.
所以这是整个这个十字架这个救赎的那个奥秘的那个核心就在这里。
And that's the center of the mystery of Jesus' salvation.
十字架是让人死的一个刑罚的工具哦。
The cross is an instrument of death.
但是借着耶稣死在十字架上，如今十字架就成了我们得生命的一个途径。
But yet, because of Jesus dying on the cross, that become a way for us to gain our lives.
啊，这个中文这个很妙哈，我们不仅有舍己这个词，我们还有舍得这个词。
In Chinese, there is a phrase that means kind of give up, but he is going to explain.
这个舍得，这个是不舍得，舍不得哈，是有一种好像很重要的东西，我们很看重的东西，我们要紧紧抓住。如果要丢弃的话，我们就觉得很不舍，是这个意思。
And then in Chinese, when you say, you're not willing to give up something, that's kind of this is the phrase that we use.
然后你发觉这两个词是一个完全相反的哈，舍和得好像天然来说是冲突的。
But yet, those two words seem to be contradictory. One of them is to give up, and yet the other one is to gain.
然而，这正是在耶稣基督里面得生命的秘诀就在这里。
But yet, the mystery is the key is to really to give up in order to gain.
耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从。”
Jesus said, "If anyone is to follow me, he's going to deny himself and take up the cross."
因为只有这样，你才能够得耶稣基督里面的那个真生命。
Because only then can you gain that true life from Jesus.
好，我们再回到这个我们前面哈，耶稣基督在最后一段讲论的时候提醒门徒要在四个时间段里面要警醒啊。
And now Jesus in this passage reminds us that we need to be alert in these four periods of time.
啊，不仅是在晚上，在午夜的时候，在鸡叫的黎明，还有在清晨的时候，门徒都要警醒等候，因为主来的日子近。
No matter if it's the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn, we need to be alert because Jesus is coming back soon.
然后接下来呢，耶稣就带着门徒走过这四个时期。当这个晚上的时候，耶稣带他们进入到最后的晚餐。当这个半夜的时候，耶稣进入到客西马尼园，要跟他们一起要警醒祷告的，希望门徒能够跟他一起祷告的。
And then now Jesus then led them through those four periods of time. First in the evening, he led them through the Last Supper, and then at midnight in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那鸡叫的时候就是耶稣被抓在大公会的面前受审的时刻。
And when the rooster crows is when he was arrested and then was prosecuted in the Sanhedrin.
然后清早耶稣早早的就被带到比拉多的面前被定罪定十字架然后九点钟就已经定在十字架上。
And at dawn when he was being in front of Pilate and then actually he was on the cross by 9 o'clock.
所以今天我们读的这一段就是耶稣受审的这一段。
And the passage that we are reading today is about his prosecution in front of the Sanhedrin.
马可把这一段放在一个对比的一个结构当中去看。
Mark put it into a structure of contrast.
这一段经文的一开始是以彼得远远的跟着耶稣，耶稣被抓进去了。被抓到这个该亚法大祭司的面前公会的面前的时候彼得却在那里远远地跟随着耶稣。
The first part about Peter following far behind as Jesus was arrested and then in the Sanhedrin in front of the high priest.
跟到那个院子里面的时候是跟那些使女跟那些旁边路边的人一起在烤火。
And then he was in the courtyard with the other servants by a warming fire.
那这一段的结尾的时候呢就想因为彼得这样的一种的跟随当考验来临的时候他没有站立得住三次的否认耶稣基督的名。
And the last part is about Peter denying Jesus three times when the trials come.
那中间呢就详细的来描写耶稣基督在公会的面前受人审判的时候那样一个情景。
And then in the middle was about Jesus standing before the council.
让我们看到这是一场有史以来可以说是最不公平最不公正所有不公平不公正的审判的所有的要素都在这里表现出来。
And you can see that this is the most unjust trial with all the elements of its unjustness.
然而这位圣洁公义的主他本来是世界的审判官却在受这样一场最不公义最不公平的审判的时候这位主是怎样 deny himself, 怎样是舍己。
And then we can see how this holy and righteous God, he was supposed to be the judge of the entire world, but yet when he was judged and how he would deny himself.
向我们显明一个门徒跟随主走一个舍己背十字架的道路应该是怎样的样子。
So that we can see how a disciple following Jesus should have what kind of attitude.
在这样一个圣洁完美否认舍己的生命面前让我们意识到说我们天然的生命当中是完全没有这种的要素的。
And then we can see that in our natural life, we don't really have any elements of this holy and attitude of denying himself.
让我们更深的体会到耶稣基督十字架的救赎的宝贵。
So that we can further appreciate the preciousness of his salvation.
若不是我们经过重生若不是耶稣基督的生命进到你我的生命当中我们是不可能活出这种舍己的样式的。
If we were not to born again, we would never be able to live out this life of denying ourselves.
当我们看到耶稣这个舍己的榜样的时候不是说哦我要立定心志我要靠自己的能力靠着自己的励志靠着自己的决心去成就这件事情。
So it's not that when we see his example that we're going to use our own might and use our own strength,to fulfill this life of denying ourselves.
而是首先来到上帝的面前说神啊我是一个罪人我做不到这一些。
And so, but instead, the first of all, we need to come before him and say, God, I'm a sinner, I cannot do this.
神啊这样的一个样式在神的面前能够行出舍己来不是说不可能而是 impossible, 是靠着主是如果不靠主的话是完全达不到的。
And so that we can say that it is totally impossible to do it without God.
让我们能够降服在耶稣基督的面前来接受他的拯救在耶稣基督里面重生。
So we can fall before him and accept his salvation.
让圣灵住在我们的里面我们才有这个能力活出这种舍己背十字架的样式。
So that the Holy Spirit will live in us and be born again and then we can live out this life.
首先看到这场审判呢这个第一个不公正的地方就是这个审判的时间是完全不对的。
The first element of its injustice is that the timing was unjust.
耶稣在克西马利园祷告是半夜的时候他被抓了以后首先被带到那个该亚法的岳父家里亚拿的家中。
And first when he was arrested in the middle of the night, and then he was taken to Caiaphas, father-in-law.
然后被带到该亚法的面前。
And then he was taken to Caiaphas.
然后该亚法呢就开始召聚全公会的人来聚集要审判耶稣。
And then he collected the entire Sanhedrin, to have persecution.
整个这个过程是在晚上发生的。
All that entire process was conducted at the middle of the night.
但是按照犹太人的规矩啊，他们审案子是不能在晚上的。
But according to Jewish laws, it is not supposed to be held at night.
所有的案件必须在天亮以后，在献过早祭，一直到晚上吃晚饭之前这一段白天的时间进行才可以。
Instead, it is supposed to be conducted after morning sacrifice, but before evening meal during this daytime.
为什么呢？为了保证每一个审判是公开的、公正的，让所有人都知道，有机会参与进来的。
Why? It's so that everybody can attend and so that it is open and transparent.
这里面的证人、证据、审判的过程必须要向公众公开，防止有一些的冤假错案的产生。
And so that it will be open to the entire public and to avoid having some wrong, unjust trial.
但是这一场的审判偏偏是在黎明之前就已经完成。
But yet the entire trial was finished before dawn.
而且犹太人的规矩是说，审案子，尤其是审这样重大的案子，是不能在节期中进行的。
And also the Jewish law is supposed to say that these trials are not to be conducted during a festival.
那这个时候呢，正是逾越节的节期的时候，人们的注意点不在这里，是在过节的事情上。
But yet, this is during the time of Passover, so people's attention was on Passover or not on that.
所以审判耶稣基督的这个事件是完全不公义的一个事件，违背他们自己的规矩的一个事件。
So this is timing is unjust, is against their own rules.
这有点像什么呢？就像一个人抓他的时候是在圣诞节的晚上，圣诞夜的晚上。然后在圣诞节12月25号的凌晨两点钟的时候，他们就匆匆的开庭，就定了案子，你就知道这里面已经 something wrong.
So to draw an analogy, it's like somebody is being arrested in Christmas Eve, and then the trial is conducted in the early hours of Christmas Day, and you know that something's wrong.
第二个，我们就知道他们这个审判的程序是不对的。
And second, we know that the due process was unjust.
他们在收集证据定这个罪案之前，他们就已经决定了要致死耶稣。
Before the entire trial, they have decided that they have to kill him.
祭司长和全公会寻找见证控告耶稣，要致死他，却寻不着。
The entire Sanhedrin wants to decide to put him to death, but yet they couldn't find the evidence.
这个公会是犹太人的最高法庭的。
This is the highest court.The Sanhedrin was the highest court.
对一个主张正义的法庭，他应该先听证据哦，根据证据来决定这个人有没有罪，该定什么罪，要不要定死罪。但是这些人呢，是在收集证据、听证人见证之前，他们就已经要致死耶稣了。
So a just court is supposed to listen to the witnesses and also collect evidence besides they decide on the verdict.But yet these people have decided to put him to death before all of that.
而且啊，最后控告耶稣死罪的是那个坐在审判官法官位置上的那个大祭司哦。
But yet, and also the one that who decided to put him to death is really that prosecutor as well as the judge.
这是完全不公义的。你作为法官，怎么能够又做检察官呢？
So you cannot be a judge and a prosecutor at the same time.
如果今天在一个法庭上，这个法官从法官的位置走下来，站到那个控告者那个检察官的位置上，控告对方有罪，然后又回到座位上定那个人有罪，这是完全不公义的。
And it's just like today, you are the judge sitting on your bench, and then suddenly you come down, become the prosecutor, and then you went back there to become the judge, and then decided to put him to death.
这是主耶稣基督所经历的审判的程序。
And that was the process of trial that Jesus experienced.
完全不公义，不公平。
And it's unjust and unfair.
再有，他们做假见证，见证人讲的是不符合事实的。
And then they also have false witnesses because what they said is not according to the facts.
好多人出来讲，但是他们讲的东西都互相不相符合的。
Many people were saying things, but they were contradictory.
这在犹太人当中。是很严重的一个问题。
Now that was a very serious thing among the Jews.
犹太人的传统，为了防止有人诬告别人，他们就定了一个规矩。
The Jews have decided on this particular rule to prevent these false witnesses.
如果你是诬告别人，证明你做的是假见证的话，这个证人就要受刑罚。
And if you are smearing someone and then you are proved to be smearing, then you're going to be punished.
受什么样的刑罚呢？
What kind of punishment?
你控告对方的那个罪的罪名是什么？相应的刑罚就要落在这个假见证人的身上。
So whatever accusation you have, the kind of punishment is supposed to be received by that person, then you receive the same kind of punishment.
如果有人用假见证的方式要定人死罪的话，证明他是假的的话，他就要面临死刑的这个刑罚。
If you are falsely accusing someone to cause a death penalty to be imposed on that person, then you will receive the death penalty as a false witness.
然而你看看，当耶稣基督在受审的时候，这些人这么多人在做假见证，但是没有一个人受刑罚。
But yet, none of these people get any punishment with the false witnessing.
他们其中控告耶稣一条罪名，他说：“我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所建的殿，三日内就另造一座不是人手所造的殿。”
And these people said, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another not made with hands.'"
但耶稣原来不是这么讲的。
But yet, Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣讲的是什么？你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要建立起。
And Jesus said what actually said is that you destroy the temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
耶稣没有说我要毁坏这殿。
Jesus didn't say that I will take down the temple.
而且耶稣讲这句话的时候，不是指着耶路撒冷的那个圣殿，或者仅仅指着那个圣殿所讲。
But yet, and also Jesus was not just pointing to the temple in Jerusalem.
更重要的，耶稣是讲的他的复活。
More importantly, Jesus was talking about his resurrection.
是讲到他的身体。
He talked about his body.
是讲到耶稣基督这个圣殿，他们要钉死耶稣基督的话，三天之后耶稣要从死里复活这件事。
It's to talk about if they're going to kill Jesus, then in 3 days he will resurrect.
他们听不懂啊，用这样的话来控告耶稣基督要拆毁圣殿。
And they didn't understand it, but they used his words to try to say that he is going to destroy the temple.
不光他们审判的时间是错的，审判程序有问题，做的都是假见证，而且呢，这个最后定罪的程序是完全不对。
Not only was the timing unjust, the due process was unjust, the witnessing was unjust, but actually the entire conviction process was also unjust.
通常公会要定一个人死罪的话，要等到三天以后才能执行死刑。
And if someone is to decide on the death penalty, they're supposed to wait for 3 days for its execution.
为什么要等三天呢？
Why for 3 days?
就是要确保这件事情是没有错的，定案是没有定错的。
To make sure that this is not done wrongly.
如果这三天当中有新的证据出来，跟原先定的案子不一样，他们要重审的。
If there are new evidence coming out in the 3 days, then they will have a retrial.
但是主耶稣基督在被他们定了死罪以后，马上当天就被送到比拉多定了十字架。
But yet, when Jesus was convicted on that same day, he was sent to Pilate and then nailed on the cross.
最后，我们看一看耶稣到底为什么，因为什么样的罪名被定为死刑，要处死的呢？
And then finally, let's look at what kind of sin that Jesus was supposed to have committed to be sent to a death penalty.
是因为耶稣基督讲了一句真话。
It's because Jesus has told the truth.
大祭司问他说：“你是那当称颂者的？”儿子基督不是。
And the high priest asked him, "Are you the son of the Most High, the Christ?"
耶稣说我是。
Jesus said, "I am."
你们必看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，坐着天上的云降临。
And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
这句话是引自但以理书的第七章。
It comes from Daniel 7.
包括大祭司，包括所有这个读过圣经的人都知道，这句话是指着将来要来的基督所讲的。
And the high priest and all the people who read the Bible knew this. This is pointing to the Christ who is come.
但以理在夜间的异象中看见，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的， 不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
这一段但以理的预言是众多旧约经文当中对弥赛亚神的国度中的那个君王的降临的很清楚的预言的经文之一。
And this is a very clear prophecy from Daniel about this coming Christ.
所以当大祭司和在场的公会的人一听到说耶稣把这句话应用他自己身上的时候，他们就很清楚啊，耶稣在很直接的在宣告，他就是基督，就是神的儿子，就是那个神的国度当中要做王，要得权柄，得荣耀的那一位。
And so when the Sanhedrin heard this, Jesus quoting this passage referring to himself, then they knew perfectly clear that he was referring to himself as the Christ, as the Son of God.
当耶稣这句话一讲出来的时候，大祭司就要定他死罪了。耶稣讲的没有错。
When Jesus uttered this sentence, then immediately the Sanhedrin decided to put it to death. But yet Jesus was telling the truth.
耶稣就是上帝的儿子，就是那一位要来的基督作王的那一位。
Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Christ, the coming Messiah.
因着大祭司的不信，因着这些公会这些人的不信，因此定了他的死罪。
But because of the unbelief of the Sanhedrin and the high priest, they have decided to put him to death.
他们不仅定了主耶稣基督死罪，而且还侮辱他。
And not only do they put the death penalty on him, they also struck him and beat him.
折磨他，向他脸上吐唾沫，用手去打他。
They spit him, they struck him, they shamed him.
有一首很简单的诗歌，在教会里面已经唱了一百多年。
There is a very simple hymn that we have, the church has sung it for more than 100 years.
每一段歌词里面其实就两句话。
In this entire song, there is actually only two sentences.
有一句话反复的重复，反复的重复，重复三遍。
There is one sentence is repeated many times.
但是就是用这种很简单的歌词，把耶稣基督被钉十字架、埋葬、复活的那个福音信息反复的传唱出来。
But yet, through these very simple words, it tells a very clear story of how Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected.
这首诗歌在过去一百多年当中，许许多多这个很有名的歌唱家。反复的去重唱这首诗歌。
Many famous singers have sung this song repeatedly.
那这首诗歌呢，把我们带到耶稣基督的被钉、被审、被埋葬整个的这个过程当中，每一个细节当中，要让我们用心去体会、去思想。
This song brings us to every single detail of the entire process when Jesus was nailed on the cross and died and was buried and then was resurrected.
他第一段的歌词是这样唱的，他说：“我主舍命十架时，你是否在场？”
In the first section, it was talking about that were you present when they crucified my Lord.
然后再重复一遍，我主舍命十架时。你是否在场？
And then repeat it again, when he died on the cross, were you present?
中间有一句过度的歌词说，哦，有的时候我想起这件事，就让我战惊，战惊，战惊。
And then in the middle talk about, when I thought about this, I tremble, tremble, tremble.
我第一次听到这首诗歌的时候，我就在问说，哎，为什么前面讲耶稣钉十字架，后面讲说，有的时候我会战惊呢？
And then when I first heard about this song, when I thought, why is it that we talk about, I see Jesus crucified and I would tremble.
慢慢我体会到，就是我们有的时候读这一段的时候，看耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，走过得太快了。
And then later on, I realized that when we read this passage about Jesus dying on the cross, that maybe just we went through it too quickly.
尤其是我们信主已经有一段时间的弟兄姐妹啊，听到说耶稣为我们钉十字架，好像这句话很容易讲出来，但好像是经过头脑却没有过我们的心。
Especially for those of us who've been Christians for a while, we will say that Jesus died on the cross for us, that it will go through our brain but didn't go through our heart.
这首诗歌就直面地问我们每个，你有在那里吗？你有在那里吗？
And this song asks us, are you there? Are you there?
如果你在那里，你就不会很快快地把这件事情好像这样过去了，你真的是去体会当时所发生的，去观看当时所发生的，然后能够明白后面正在发生的事。
And then if you were there, then you would not go through it so quickly. You would truly meditate and think about the meaning of that whole event.
这样一个全能、圣洁、公义的主，竟然受到这样一场完全不公义、不公正的一个审判，他竟然在那里默默地忍受。别人打他的时候，他都不出声音的时候，你能够体会到吗？这个耶稣基督在做什么吗？
Can you truly understand what this holy and righteous God was experiencing when people were spitting on him and he was being struck?
所以今天让我们在听这首诗歌的时候，真的是用我们的心去慢慢的去体会，回到耶稣基督当时所经历的那些场景，用我们心里的眼睛去看。
When we listen to the song, let's truly use our heart to try to understand what Jesus was going through in those circumstances. We can also sing the same songs, lyrics.
当我主被人吐唾沫在脸上的时候，你是否在场？
Were you there when our Lord was spit on?
当我主被人用拳头打的时候，你是否在场？
Were you there when our Lord was struck?
我主被鞭打流血的时候，你是否在场？
Were you there when he was wounded and bled?
当我主被人戴上荆棘的冠冕的时候，你是否在场？
Were you there when they put a crown of thorns on him?
当我主一步一步地走向哥哥他要被钉十字架的时候，你是否在场？
Were you there when the Lord walked to Golgotha to be nailed on the cross?
在主走向哥哥他的时候，背着他自己的十字架的时候，
Were you there when he carried his cross on the way of sorrow?
Were you there when they laid him in tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
It didn't end here, it actually have a fourth verse.
当主耶稣基督第三天从死里复活的时候，你有没有在场？
Were you there when he was resurrected on the third day?
当我们想到耶稣基督的复活带给我们永生的盼望的时候，我们就忍不住要高唱说哈利路亚。
We cannot but say hallelujah when we thought about the glorious hope that he gave us.
如果我们直接回答这个歌曲的问题的话，我们都会说没有，我们当时并没有在场。
If we have to directly answer this question, we have to say no, we were not there.
但是我们当时不在场，不等于说我们今天依然要缺席。
But yet, if even though we were not there,
因为我们今天正是要照着主所吩咐的。跟随他的脚踪，每一天都走在这个舍己背十字架的道路上。
Just because we're not there doesn't mean that we have to be absent today. Today we can still follow him to the way on the way of the cross.
我们每一天都有机会背起我们的十字架来跟随主，天天来跟从他。
Every day we have the opportunity to take up the cross and follow him.
遇到别人的这个攻击否认的时候。抵挡的时候，我们依然坚信主的名，称颂主的名，传扬主的名。
When we encounter opposition, we continue to raise His name high and to preach His name.
不因着我们心中的惧怕而否认我们跟主的关系。
Not because of our fear that we would deny His name.
不会因为各样的困难挑战，我们就停止去效法基督，跟随基督。
Not because of any difficulties or challenges that we will not continue to follow Him.
如果那个唾沫吐在我们的脸上，如果那个拳头是打在我们的身上，我们依然有机会来跟随主，不否认主的人。
If people were to struck us or spit on us, then we will still continue to follow him and faithfully.
所以到底什么是舍己？
So what is self-denial?
所以马可福音是很巧妙的啊，把耶稣基督在受审的时候的表现与彼得前后的表现相对照而言。
The Gospel of Mark is pretty amazing that it is really trying to give a contrast between Peter's behavior as well as the trial of Jesus in contrast.
当我们去看这个不同比较的时候，我们就能够更深的体会到什么不是舍己，什么又叫舍己。
When we look at that contrast, we can see what is denial and what is not denial.
好。其实这是两场审判哈，一场是正式的，耶稣在公会面前接受审判，但一场是非正式的哈，彼得在院子里面受审的。
So actually, it's two trials in contrast: one official trial of Jesus in front of the Sanhedrin, and an unofficial trial of Peter in the courtyard.
彼得当时是完全自由的，耶稣基督却是被人捆着绑着带到大祭司的面前。
Peter was entirely free at that time, but Jesus was bound.
啊，彼得在院子里，在外面，耶稣在里边。
Jesus was outside the courtyard, Jesus was inside.
彼得是被谁审呢？被那个使女啊，没有什么地位，没有什么名声的哈。但耶稣基督是在大祭司，在公会的面前接受审判， 有很多的见证人在那里控告他。
Peter was under the trial of the servant girls who have very lowly status, but yet Jesus was in front of the Sanhedrin and the high priest.
他们被问及的问题其实很类似的啊，这个彼得，你是不是跟耶稣的门徒？那耶稣被问到的也是，你是谁？你是不是神的儿子？
The question they were asked was actually very similar. Peter was asked, "Are you a follower of Jesus?" And Jesus was asked, "Who is he?"
彼得被问了三次啊，其实耶稣你看也是被问了三次，前两次他是不回答。
Peter was asked three times. Jesus was asked three times. Jesus didn't answer the first two times.
彼得的反应是否认，否认到第三次怎么样？发誓、诅咒、否认自己认识耶稣基督。
Peter's response was deny, deny, and the third time he's actually bring down curses to deny it.
耶稣在前两个那个假见证、互相不相合的见证的面前，他根本就不回答。
Jesus didn't answer in the first two times in these false witnesses.
直到问到他第三次的时候，你是不是那当称颂者的儿子？基督不是。
And then only when the third time when he was asked, "Are you the Son of the Most High?"
他才开口来做见证。
And only then did he open his mouth to witness.
在这个问题面前，他不能沉默。
He cannot be silent in this question.
因为他来到世上就是为真理来做见证。
Because he came to this world to bear testimony for the truth.
就是要人知道他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
To let people know that he is the Christ, Son of God.
彼得因为惧怕而说谎，因此好像暂时救了自己，对不对？
Peter was afraid and he lied. It seems like he temporarily saved himself.
但耶稣却因着为真理做见证，显明他真实的身份而被定罪、定死罪的。
But yet Jesus was telling the truth to prove who he was, and because of that, he was sentenced to death.
这些人侮辱他，把他脸蒙上以后打他，说你是先知，你告诉我们是谁打你的。
And people blindfolded him and struck him and said, "If you're the prophet, then tell us who's striking you."
然而就在这个时候，耶稣之前讲出的预言正在实现，就是早早的耶稣就告诉彼得说，鸡叫两次之前，你要三次否认我。
But yet,Right before this, the prophecy that Jesus prophesied that Peter will deny him three times before the rooster crows twice.
什么不叫舍己？
What does it mean to not deny yourself?
因为惧怕而不敢承认主的名，这不叫舍己。
Because of fear that he would not admit that Jesus.
为了保全自己的生命而说谎而不敢承认耶稣的名，这不叫舍己。
And because of fear that he would not tell the truth and accept that he is a follower of Jesus.
什么是舍己？
What does it mean to deny yourself?
即使受到伤害，即使受到人冤枉的不公正不公义的审判，耶稣依然在那里为了救赎别人的缘故，把自己舍了，把自己的命舍了，最后到十字架舍了自己的生命。
Even though he was going through an unjust process, that he, because he wants to,Save the world that he would sacrifice his own life to die on the cross.
即使是他所栽培的门徒出卖他，即使他所爱所带领的这些门徒离散跑开不跟随他，他也依然要坚持到底，要成就神在他身上的救恩的使命，这叫舍己。
And even though his disciples fled and he was denied by his own followers, that he would still have to follow God's will and to die on the cross to accomplish the salvation.
什么是舍己？对于我们来说，舍己就是效法基督。
What does it mean to have self-denial? Is to be like Jesus.
把我们身上一切不像基督的那些的部分，生命的部分要舍去。
And that means to sacrifice and get away all the elements of our life that is not like Jesus.
像耶稣基督一样的去忍耐。
To be patient like Jesus.
哪怕是别人在冤枉你的时候，在用假见证要定你罪的时候，你依然能够带着爱去忍受。
And to bear false witnesses of other people in love.
哪怕是遇到挑战、遇到困难、遇到山一样的拦阻，他依然能够坚持，依然能够持守，依然要完成神交托给他的使命，这叫耶稣基督的样式。
And to accomplish the mission that God has given him, even when he encounters difficulties and challenges.
什么是舍己？舍己是做主中心门徒的 必要的一个样式。
And what does it mean to be have self-denial? Is to be a faithful disciple.
就是我们要常常花时间来亲近主。
That we need to spend time to be close to the Lord.
这个生命在我们的天然的生命当中是找不到。
This new life cannot be found in our old natural life.
你要想像耶稣，你必须花时间跟他在一起。
If you want to be like Jesus, you need to spend time to be with him.
你必须常常打开你的圣经，用你的心思，用你的意念，用你的这个时间，好好的去认识这位主，来跟他来往。
And you need to open the Bible and spend time so that you can have the communication with our Lord.
你必须花时间跟他讲话，跟他沟通，听他要对你的讲话，听他如何把这些的经文显明照明在你的心中，你才能够真正向耶稣基督去舍己。
You need to open and read his word so that he can enlighten you so that you can be, go through this process of self-denial.
舍己就是我们要常常走出我们觉得很舒适的这个环境。
To have self-denial is to exit our comfort zone.
去到那个门徒训练营里面去体会一下，那样一个艰苦的环境当中，我们在那里跟其他的圣徒一起来追求主。
And to go to a discipleship camp, even in a difficult, uncomfortable environment, to learn how to be disciple with other followers.
学习舍己就是说，你肯花时间，甚至到禁食，为你的生命的成长来祷告，来亲近主的地步。
And it also means that you would need to spend time to fast and pray to learn how to be a disciple.
舍己跟随主真的是神带你去短宣，去到那个艰苦的贫穷的地方，把福音去传扬，把神的爱去分享，这叫舍己。
And also can mean that you be a short-term missionary to go to a poor country and to spread the gospel.
哪怕只是简单的走上大街的十字路口啊，高举耶稣基督的名，让人知道耶稣是救主，耶稣今天依然活着，这是操练舍己。
And also to go to a busy intersection to raise a sign to say that Jesus is Lord, Jesus saves. And that is also a practice of self-denial.
这是整本马可福音向每一个要做耶稣门徒跟随主的人发出的一个非常重要的呼召。
And that is a calling, an important calling from the Gospel of Mark.
彼得如果不经历这一次三次否认主的失败的话，他还没有认识到他自己里面那种的骄傲。
Without going through this failure of denying Jesus three times, Peter would not be recognize his pride.
他可能真的以为说，即使别人都跌倒，我也不会跌倒的。
He really thought that others would fall away, that he would not himself.
但当主允许他经历了这场以后，他才认识到，哇，自己真是靠不住的哦，靠自己一定会失败的哦，唯有一条路是回到耶稣的面前来靠主才行。
And then only after going through experience that he would realize that he cannot count on himself, only by going back to the Lord that he can truly experience the self-denial.
保罗必须经历在大马士革路上的那个经历。
Paul has to go through his journey to Damascus.
如果他没有那场被大光照瞎眼睛的经历，他还以为他自己眼睛看得很清楚嘞。
Without going through this blinding experience by the bright light, he thought he can see very clearly.
他以为他所做的一切事情都是在服侍上帝了。
He thought he was serving God.
但神允许他外面的眼睛被照瞎之后，他里面的心里的眼睛才看清楚，原来他所逼迫的耶稣基督正是那一位真正的又真又活的主。
And then only after his eyes were blinded, that he truly can see inside that this God, this Christ that he persecuted, was truly the Son of God.
摩西四十岁的时候，他还不认识自己。
When Moses was 40 years old, he didn't know God.
他以为他受了埃及最高的这个教育，最好的学问他都学到，他可以了，现在可以带领以色列人了。
He thought he received the highest education in Egypt. He can now lead the Israelites.
神把他放到旷野，放到那个牧羊者的那个身份上，很卑微的地位上，四十年磨练他，他才谦卑到一个地步，知道什么叫舍己。
God put him in the wilderness for 40 years as a lowly shepherd, and only then did he really understand.
雅各，最近我们读创世纪读到雅各，雅各要花20年，神要对付他。他很聪明，很能干，但是他要必须学到说，他抓要抓对那个对象，他才能够知道什么叫真正的舍己。
And God has put Jacob for 20 years. He is very smart and capable, but yet God wanted him to learn who he needs to grasp onto.
直到有一天他发觉，哇，他天然这个身体的，他很强壮啊，一个人就把那个井的石头都可以滚开的，那好几个人才能滚动，他很厉害的，很有能力的。
Now he was very strong and he can roll away a stone that required many people to do.
直到有一天他腿瘸了，在神的面前，腿一瘸，他发觉他天然的能力都使不出来力气，只有依靠主，只有抓住主，他的名字就是抓，要抓准这个对象，抓住主了，他才成为上帝的王子了。
And one day when he went limp, he realized all his natural strength went away, and he needs to grasp not the natural thing, but to grasp onto God.
我们教会很有福气的哈，每一天讲到我讲到的题目，都是一个书法家给我们写的题目。
We are very blessed, and every time when I preach, there is this calligrapher who would draw the write the title for me.
这次当他写出这两个字的时候，我就在那里定睛看了很长时间，琢磨很长时间，真的写得太妙了。
And then when he wrote these words, I thought it was really very mysterious and wonderful.
我就盯着他写的这个“己”这个字，这个“己”是站不住的呀，是靠不住的呀，就好像不稳，马上就要跌倒一样。
This word self, the one on the upper right, it seems like it cannot stand by himself.
这难道不就是你我的光景吗？
Isn't that our condition?
靠己就会跌倒的。
If we are counting on ourselves, then we will fall.
只有靠主。你看他这个德这个字写的多丰满。
And then you look at this other word, it is very a wonderful, abundant word.
当我们不再靠己，学习靠主耶稣基督的时候，我们就在主里面得到一个丰盛的生命，可以得到耶稣基督要赐给我们丰盛的恩典和赐福。
And when we count not on ourselves but on God, then we will receive this abundant life from God.
舍己是一个不舒服的过程。
Self-denial is an uncomfortable process.
要发现自己的骄傲。
To discover our own pride.
发现我们过去讲话的方式、做事的方式是要需要改变的。
We need to change our process of talking and also behaving.
发现别人的长处。
To discover others' strength.
懂得去欣赏别人。
To know how to appreciate others.
特别是在主耶稣基督的生命当中发现他的美。
And especially to discover the mystery of Jesus' lives.
愿意用耶稣基督的谦卑、温柔、忍耐、良善、恩慈去替代我们那些不好的生命。
And to replace our lives with Jesus' humility and gentleness and kindness and goodness.
愿神恩待我们。
May God bless us.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌。
We'll sing a song of response.
是主先爱了我们。
For he first loved us.
我们只有明白主的爱，才有能力和恩典去效法主的样式。
Only when we understand his love can we then truly follow him and follow his example.